I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Kia ora, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
Kia ora. Well, thanks. What a lovely day it is out there.
It is. It is shiny.
Had a great stroll to BFM. Really dug it.
Oh, good. We love to hear
it. Oh, no lime scooter today.
No lime scooter today. Thank you for outing my scootering.
I would love to see you on a lime scooter.
If you've ever seen Steve Newell on Simon Street on a lime scooter, actually, it wasn't him.
That's exactly. No. Hopefully, and I think the visual metaphor is probably maybe the opposite of that early lime photo of Elijah Wood on a lime scooter.
I love Elijah Wood photos. Yes. Do tell, what have you been watching this week?
It's a big week for cinema releases and some great trashy telly as well. Last week, I helped out with the advanced screening of Charlie XCX's The Moment at Hollywood Avondale. Just get that out up front before I start talking about the movie. This kind of chronicles, it's a mockumentary chronicling a sort of different version of the trajectory of the Brat album campaign and the lead up to her arena tour. I was really nervous when I heard that her first film was going to be a mockumentary. It's a genre that's so easy to get wrong. Like, you can, all your private jokes don't translate. It's just, you know, there's so many bad clones of The Office out there, for instance. But when you get it right, it's good. And this, I think, nails the kind of Spinal Tap vibes in some places. And then in others, there's sort of some interesting sort of character moments. The tussle between Charlie XCX playing herself and commercial concert director Alexander Skarsgård probably feels like a good chunk of the laughs of the film. It was fun to see in the cinema at volume with a bunch of really enthusiastic people. I think this will suffer if it's something you watch at home on your laptop. So kind of 3.5 out of 5 for me, better than I expected, well worth a watch. And if you're a fan, it obviously will resonate a lot more than the general public.
Totally.
This is in cinemas from tomorrow. What did you think?
Oh, true, because I was at the Hollywood screening. I think it definitely is something you should see with people. It's like, it was so nice to be around people laughing and not the silence of my room, which was nice. I thought it was really good. I did think you kind of had to. Yeah, I feel like it's not a very good film to see if you're not aware of Charlie and her lore. I feel like you might not understand half of the gag.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And I think maybe it's also there's sort of go corporate, make sellout decisions versus you know, make her own calls is all kind of like part of her DNA. But if you don't know about that as an artist, it just might sort of read a bit like, oh, it's another push me, pull you, like I'm caught in the middle of, do I make money or be credible?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not that, but I think it has more resonance if you understand her career to date a bit.
Yeah, because she's been around for so long and has had such a big career compared to just Brat. Like, I've loved her for so many years, and I don't know.
I think the first time she came out, it was 2015.
I actually saw her open for Taylor Swift one year.
How BFM of her.
Yeah, I know.
Fair.
I should not.
I think it answers the question of whether she can anchor a film, but because she's playing a version of herself, it's sort of a little bit sort of untested about whether the foray into acting is going to work. She has like 10 films coming out.
It's crazy.
Over the next sort of year and a half.
Whoa.
Some real goodies, including a cult queer director, Greg Araki, has a new film called I Want Your Sex. There's a narrative redo of kind of fake snuff film compilation Faces of Death. And she's producing and starring in a film by legendary Japanese horror and everything else auteur Takashi Miike, among other things. So there's a really interesting range of stuff coming. But signs point to might not all be a bad move yet, with my review of the performance. that's The Moment. That's in cinemas from tomorrow. Also in cinemas tomorrow was one of my highlights of the last New Zealand International Film Festival, a film called Surratt. It's got a few Oscar nominations. This is a film that starts at a rave in the Moroccan desert And I saw this at the Civic with hardly anyone there, and I cranked the PA up. It was a really awesome viewing experience in this kind of big cavernous space. Kind of opens with just like speakers getting set up, speakers bouncing around with bass, sand and dirt and just bouncing around on the ground, and then people are having a big old desert rave.
Awesome.
But this is not a party movie. And I've seen people kind of selling it as a party movie. Yeah, because it...
You just sold it as a party movie.
But I reckon if you went in... I saw the Hollywood also had a screening of this a week or two ago, and there's a pre-movie dance floor, as there was for the moment. But this film very quickly kind of gets quite sombering, and it really fucked me up. It's a great experience, like a really, really good watch, but it's not a fun time.
Awkward tone change.
Majorly emotionally challenging.
Oh wow.
So the rave gets broken up, and they kind of scatter into the desert, and stuff happens.
How to describe movies.
Hey, speaking of stuff happens, America's Next Top Model is being re-chronicled thanks to Netflix. It's in a three-part docuseries that a bunch of you are probably already watching. It's been one of the most watched shows on Netflix since it was released recently. Really took me back to the 2000s and the actual time of Top Model, and made me realize like how much, like, we all kind of knew it was bad for the people in it, but boy, does this show kind of reaffirm just how effed up it really was.
Mm.
And in a way, I find the series is kind of have its cake and eat it too, because it's sort of like a greatest hits of the worst things they did to people, which in its way is a kind of another echo of like actually utilizing that footage just for entertainment value. But it is good to get comment from the contestants, hear their experiences in their own words, but to an extent it is a bit self-serving. I kind of feel like there's a bit too much of like hand-wringing of, oh, it was a different time, we didn't really know, we just did what the audience wanted. And then obviously, it's no surprise that Tyra Banks comes across as a fucking insane person. no offense to other insane people, because that's bad company to be in, but so she's the villain of this docuseries. Does not come off well, but is it kind of decisions that a lot of people made kind of end up, sort of feels like it ends up being lumped with her quite a lot, right, I think it's fair to say.
Mm.
And I don't know if that's necessarily reflective of reality, but
yeah.
It's like a reality show. You get your villain, you get to watch bad things happen to good people and feel good about yourself at the same time. What more to love?
Love it.
What's been going on with you guys? What's your view on?
So I couldn't sleep a couple nights ago. So I watched Zootopia 2, and I had a great time. I think it's a great movie, although I think the lore in the first movie is convoluted, and the lore in the second movie is worse. They eat fish, but they're all animals, so the fish aren't sentient, but they are alive. But I don't know. That's
fair.
All I have to say.
As someone who's had some insomnia this week, this recommendation is a really good one. Although I'm really troubled, by this fish thing, and it's probably all I'll be thinking about watching Zootopia 2.
Yeah, because there are sea lions and dolphins, and they talk and can communicate, but they eat the fish. So
make it make sense.
It's like cannibalism, but it's not. But they're all meant to be people, but they're. It's just,
it's really high on the IJUST
scale.
Yeah,
so as I said, Flix and that, big recommend if you can't sleep and want to go to sleep, Zootopia.
Also, but in a good way, right? Not through boredom, through comfort.
If you're feeling like erratic at night because of the moon, Zootopia 2.
Wow.
I think that's a pretty good little grab bag of stuff.
Yeah, what a mix.
I think if you can't find viewing there, then I don't know. Too bad?
Too bad.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Real orchards use star wipes.
That was Flix and That on 95BFM.